10 Fae mit LOD. Eine der ersten Singles von der Band aus London, die heute Abend im Lido spielen wird. Die beiden Erfinder der Formation sind bei mir Ben Morehouse und Leo Duncan. Heute Abend wird man zu fünft auf der Bühne stehen. Jedenfalls habe ich das so gelesen. Zunächst aber nochmal Hello again, boys.
Hello.
Hello. Let's go deeper and deeper with our voices. So, how are you doing today? Is everything all right?
Wicked. Absolutely.
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
We're coming from Neukölln.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it wasn't too far away. But yeah, sunny day in Berlin.
Cool.
You got to hold on to them while they last, I guess.
You have a day off or do you spend some time in Berlin right now?
We were doing some shows in Holland and Germany at the end of last week. So we came early to have a couple of days off, see old friends.
Ah, cool.
You know.
Yeah.
We're not in Berlin enough these days, so yeah. we take what we can get.
I think the Berlin phase of 10 Fae was kind of an important one because you started recording one of your early singles and early songs in the Funkhaus in der Lepastraße because you kind of like were supported here by a large company.
Yes.
Who give away some funds for artists, which is great, right? So how inspiring was working there, because I've been to that studio. It's an amazing place and you can really feel ideas dripping off the walls, kind of.
We got dripped on.
It's an amazing place.
We got dripped on.
We fell in the canal, actually.
Well, really?
But
you can't swim there, I think. It's okay. The water quality back there is better than in the middle of the city.
That's what they say, yeah. Yeah. But we didn't really try.
In the very beginning of your band, though, you guys busked the London subways. You were playing on trains. You were covering old school hits by the Rolling Stones and bands like that, I guess.
Yeah, we still do, mate.
Yeah.
We still do. We're there. Yeah, yeah. We were there last week, man.
Cool. And you still do covers or do you play your own songs?
No, we're not famous enough to do our own songs yet.
Yeah.
You know, we need to make money.
Yeah.
And people only give you money if they hear a song they recognize.
Okay, cool. So you still do that to make some money?
Pimp or die.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, man. You can't do it in any other way nowadays.
If that's the choice, there's only one choice.
No, but so many bands that I know, you know that Berlin has a big busking scene and there are great artists like Alice Phoebe Lou or many, many more who are playing the streets of Berlin. And when I talk to them, I always ask them about the chance of road testing their material while busking. Because if you play one of your own songs and people don't stop walking, you know, you probably have to think about the chord progression of that special song. But if people stand and watch you, it might be a good sign. So you never road test new material on the London subway or on the streets?
We did it once.
That was a depressing thing.
And never again. So
that was enough.
But that's something to work on, right? 10 Fae has to be so good sometime in some future that people will.
It's a pretty brutal setup to be testing things that are slightly sensitive in, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about busking is it's pretty black and white, you know. So it can be quite harsh if you don't get it quite right.
Yeah.
So we're too sensitive, you see.
Okay. Yeah, a bit too shy and a bit too modest maybe as well about your own material, because your songs are great. I mean, I would probably stop walking and listen to you guys. And you're good looking too, you know what I'm saying?
Well.
you have to say that on the radio because we can't see you right now. Another thing that I wanted to ask you is the vocal duties thing, because you both do vocals, you sometimes both do the lead vocals. Is there a certain way to decide who's going to do the vocals or the lead vocals on a song? Is it always the composer of the song, or how do you decide who's to sing?
Yeah, it's like the way we do it is we kind of both bring songs to each other to work on. And usually, we're always like one of us has kind of started it, and there's a song, and like Leo can sit and like play it to me, and I'll sit and play it to him in whatever state it's in, and then we sort of take it from there. But
you might compose a song and then ask him to sing it, because Or do you only not using yet. Your own? Okay,
not
cool.
yet. Mate, I mean, that's something that I think we'd like to do in the future.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's the way it is at the moment. Whoever brings the song cool. sings it. Yeah, you bring it, you sing it.
Yeah. Another t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt.
Tattoo, you bring man. It, you sing it. 10 Fays back in town. The boys are back in town. No, I was thinking about the Raconteurs, you know, the band by Jack White and Brandon Benson, because they did it the way that they wrote for each other. So they never sang their own songs. They always try to write for the other one. Might be a good idea for you in the future, you know, to keep things fresh.
Yeah, I think that would keep it very fresh.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
let's listen to some fresh music right now, because I have Turn On here, which is your latest single.
Nice.
And it sounds great, so I'm going to play it. 10 Fay off Lux FM. What? What a great song. Turn by 10 Fay, their latest single, was produced by Ewan Persson. He's a well-known DJ, producer, remixer. He's spinning records in Berlin on a regular basis. How did you get in touch with him? He's worked with Blur, Chikinki, Rapture, and bands like that. Did you get into his own stuff? Did you get into the stuff he's produced, or...?
Yeah, it's funny, like he's a very well-known DJ, but we actually got into his kind of production work first. He produced a band called Jaguar Mar.
Oh yeah, cool.
Their we'll first play them album,
too. Yeah,
which we listened to a lot, and we thought, yeah, that sounds great, let's see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he happened to live in Berlin.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, well, that means we can go to Berlin as well.
Cool. That's the way to decide where to record and with whom. No, but it really sounds great. And he kind of like did understand your sound philosophy, I guess, right? Because the mixture of analog and electronic worlds, it really feels right to me. You can go wrong when you try to combine those two worlds, I think. But in this case, it's a perfectly mixed thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a bit of a ninja, you know, like you've got to be very, you have to get that balance to the gram, you know? And it's a very subtle thing. Uh-huh. He's a very subtle guy. And I think that really helped.
Yeah, cool.
You know, he didn't get heavy. We worked with producers in the past who got a bit heavy, and it was just a very, you know, relaxed, organic process with Ewan.
Yeah, cool.
Which is like you're saying, you can't force that analog electronic balance. And, you know, we were. Absolutely, it was a luxury working with him because he's got such a good electronic kind of knowledge.
Oh yeah,
he taught
cool.
us a lot, basically.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice. So you would want to record more with him if he has time, or
yeah, he's a very busy man.
Yeah, but how far are you with more recordings? Do you have plans to put out another record this year, maybe, or
at the moment? Yeah, we've got this. We've got an album that we were. We've been releasing singles for the last kind of year.
Yeah.
And early next year is like, we're going to put it out there.
Yes.
Going to drop.
Finally.
Going to drop it.
Finally, the album.
It's going to be great.
Drop.
Really looking forward to it, you know. And obviously Ewan's done every song on that, so.
So he
did the whole album.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Because I just wanted to ask you, when you told me that you've recorded with other producers, how do you get the whole thing to sound as an organic one piece?
Yeah.
But
talking about before we met Ewan, you know, we kind of came to Ewan after trying a few people out, and it just felt really good.
Yeah.
And yeah, he did the whole album, and we really can't wait for it to go.
Yeah.
To drop.
Yeah. You're on tour with the band, right? Because guys are able to play your songs in the stripped down version with acoustic guitars. But for tonight's show at Lido, there's three more people on stage, right?
That's right. Yeah, man.
Cool.
Yeah, John, Rob, and Luca.
Yes.
So they're really good mates of ours, and that's taking a little time just to find the right people, but now it feels perfect.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Heute Abend also im Lido die großartigen 10 Fay aus London als Quintett. Wer da hingehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für 10 Fay heute Abend im Lido. Und jetzt haben sie ja ihre Akustikgitarren auch mitgebracht. Would you grab your guitars, please, guys? Um uns ein Stückchen vorzuspielen. Und zwar hören wir Make Me Better in einer akustischen Variante. This is a really acoustic version of Make Me Better, right?
Yeah, we're gonna play Children. It's the end of the summer, you know, it's sunny day.
Yeah.
Just keep it relaxed.
Yeah, when we were sound checking, I had those summery vibes in the back of my head.
Well, there we go.
Once more, right? It's ending right now.
That's so right. Last day of the summer.
Last song for this summer. And it comes from Tan Fey. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido für Tickets 030-2000-9000. Und das hier ist ihre Live-Variante von Make Me Better.
Said that I was sick, but you couldn't make me better, make me better. You didn't make me worse, but you couldn't make me better. And you thought you heard me crying, but you wouldn't lift your head up. Oh, you heard me crying, but you wouldn't lift your head up. And way before you'd gone, I knew that you would run. So don't tell me you'll change. No, don't tell me you'll change. Said that I was cold, but you wouldn't give your sweater, give your sweater. You didn't make me worse, but you couldn't make me better. And I told you I was dying, but you wouldn't hold your hand out. Think you'd get what I got if you held my hand now. And way before you'd run, I knew that we were done. So don't tell me you'll change. No, don't tell me you'll change.
For the live version of Make Me Better. That was sweet, actually.
Danke.
I was holding back to not go around the corner and hug you while you were playing guitar. That would have sounded shitty, though, so I I forced myself to stay back here. Heute Abend im Lido Tenfei aus London. Thank you guys for visiting.
Thanks.
And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon when the album is out. You're going to come for another leg of the tour, maybe, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
We're okay, back. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys. Ben und Leo waren bei mir von Tenfei. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido. Da ruhig mal hingehen, das wird schön. Bye bye.
See you later. See you.
Oh, jetzt kriege ich die Nachricht aus der Regie. Das Konzert findet natürlich erst morgen statt. Habe ich die ganze Zeit Quatsch erzählt. Morgen spielen sie im Lido. Tenfei aus London. Hier sind Kack Motherfucker auf Lux FM.